But we're at John 21 tonight, verse number 15 through 17. And I just want to preach tonight on a little subject that God's laid on my heart, and we're going to be all through the Bible. I'm not going to try to rush through it. If I don't get to all of it, we'll do it next Wednesday night. But what I want to do this Wednesday night is this: the Lord, Lord, thou knowest all things. Won't you get a hold of that before we... The Lord knows all things. He knows what you're going to eat tomorrow, breakfast time. He knows how much your power bill is going to be before your power bill even comes to your house. He knows when you're going to blow up and act like a Yahoo before you ever blow up and act like a Yahoo. He knows all things. And can I tell you something? He loves me anyway. Can I tell you something else? When I made the most major mistake in my life that I ever could make, that day that I got that manufacturing charge, listen to this. I mean, oh, God knows all. When I was on that and I went to jail, Brother Cagle, and I went to these places, it didn't change His love for me not one bit. And now when you look around heaven and you try to find that, now you may go to the courthouse and find it, but it's not recorded in heaven because it's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know about you, but this week that just set me on fire. When I thought about it, the Lord knows all things. He knew I was going to go down that road. He knew what I was going to do. And He said, but while I was yet a sinner, He died for me anyway. While I was yet a sinner, He loved me anyway. You can't do nothing more to make God love you anymore. You can't do nothing less to make God love you any less. He just loves you because He knows all things. And tonight I want to show you three things that God knows about every man and every woman in this building tonight. Let's look at our text. John chapter number 21, verse number 15. I would ask you to rise as we honor and reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, John 21, 15, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs, or my little ones, that's the little kids. And he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you tonight that you know everything about me. Father God, tonight you know my uprising, you know my downsetting. You know my failures, you know my faults, you even know my thoughts. And Lord, you love me anyway. Lord God, I'd pray tonight that before any man or woman walks out of this room tonight, they realize that you know everything about them, and that doesn't change how you feel about them, not one thing. You still want to save the vilest sinner. You still want to represent us as a child of God. You want to save us tonight, and you want tonight, Father, to do a work in our life like never before. And Lord God, once you save us, Lord God, how good it is to walk in your love, your mercy, and your grace. Bless this study tonight. For whoever it is, Satan's telling that, hey, they can hide it, Lord, we can't hide nothing from you because you know it all. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. You may be seated tonight. The Lord knows all things. The Lord knows all things. You can't hide nothing from Him. And if you could, it wouldn't do you no good because He's going to uncover it anyway. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight as we look at this, the Lord Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me? And Peter's last answer was, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. But tonight when I read this text, I could have went back on and preached on the three reasons why he asked Peter, do you love me? And I could have went back and I said he could have asked him all three times because he denied him three times. I could have went back to make sure that he was in love with God. Hey, but as I read that, it strung my heart tonight. And this is what it is. I want to know what the Lord knows about men and women tonight. I want to know what the Lord knows about you and I tonight and what I can't do and what I can't hide without Him knowing tonight. You know, tonight you can hide a lot of things from a lot of people. Hey, you can get, instead of cashing your check and putting it in the bank, you can hide money from your spouse. Hey, you can buy stuff and hide it from your spouse. Hey, you can do a lot of things and people not never know, but hey, there's one person that knows everything you do and everywhere you go, and His name is God and God alone. Let's look at the Bible tonight, and I want to look at number one tonight. The Lord knows about man is number one. He knows the heart of every man tonight. Friends, tonight, God and God alone, He knows the heart of every man and woman that ever will be born. He knows their heart tonight. If you'll turn with me tonight, we're talking about the Lord knows all things. Number one, He knows the heart of man. If you'll turn with me to Jeremiah chapter number 17 and verse number 9 tonight. He says He knows the heart of man tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 17 and verse number 9 tonight. I want to read this text to you tonight, and knowing that God knows the heart of every man tonight. You know, as we was a kid and you as a child, they'd say, hey, just follow your heart. Hey, whatever your heart says, you do it. If your heart tells you to do it, you do it, and it'll be okay. Hey, can I say to you tonight, don't you follow your heart for not one skinny minute. Hey, tonight the Bible says that the heart is desperately wicked tonight. Friends, you say, are you talking about my heart tonight, preacher? Hey, I'm not only talking about your heart, hey, but I'm talking about my heart tonight. Hey, the heart is wicked tonight. It'll lead you in a path that you shouldn't go. Hey, the heart will lead you to stuff that looks good. Hey, the heart will lead you tonight to candy that you don't need tonight. And look what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter number 17 and verse number 9. The Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things. He says tonight, my heart and your heart, it is deceitful above all things. There's not one more thing tonight more deceitful than the heart of man tonight. Hey, you know what the heart will lead you? Your heart will lead you into a wicked place. Look what the Bible says. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it tonight? Friends, tonight I want you to know, number one, God knows the heart of every man and woman. The heart is wicked. Hey, but not only does He know that heart, but He is the only individual that has the opportunity to search that heart. Hey, tonight you can be married and you can say, nobody knows me better than my spouse. Hey, friends, can I say to you tonight, there's somebody knows you better than your spouse, and that is God and God alone. He knows everything about you. He knows your ups and He knows your downs. There's not a man in this room and there's not a woman in this room tonight can hide anything from God. And I don't know about you tonight, but that excites me tonight. Hey, He knows all my failures. He knows all my thoughts. He knows everything I do, yet He still loves me. Look at this tonight in verse number 10. Not only is the heart is wicked, but the Lord searches the heart. Jeremiah 17 and verse number 10, the Bible says, I, the Lord, search the heart and I try the reins. Hey, tonight He says, I'm going to search your heart and I'm going to try your reins tonight. Look what He says, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the first of his doings tonight. He says tonight that heart is wicked. And He said the only person that can search that heart tonight is God and God alone. Hey, did you know tonight that your heart will let you down? Hey, not only will your physical heart let you down, but your spiritual heart will let you down. That's why I thank God tonight that I don't hold on to my salvation. Can I get an amen? I thank God tonight that I didn't save my soul. Hey, there ain't nobody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nobody in this room tonight. If you're born again tonight, you didn't save your soul. Hey, you didn't deliver yourself from a devil's hell. Hey, you knew your heart. You knew it was wicked. You knew it was dangerous. Hey, but tonight God said, I looked at that heart and I seen the wickedness and I searched that heart. And He said, I'll save that heart tonight. Look what He says in the book tonight. He says, The heart of man, the heart is wicked, and the Lord searches that heart. The Lord looks on that heart. And tonight, if you'll turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter number 16 and verse number 7 tonight, I want to show you what the book says about the heart. You know, you and I tonight, we look on the countenance of people. And I look around this room tonight, and I would say, man, y'all got it going on. Man, when I look around this room tonight, there's some good-looking people in the house tonight. I look over here to the right, and man, my good-looking wife is sitting over here. Hey, and you men, you're sitting next to your wives. Hey, I'm not going to tell you your wife looks good. Hey, but tonight to you, hey, she looks good. Can I get an amen? Hey, the ones that didn't amen, they'll deal with you when they get out of here. Hey, but I want you to know tonight, as we get to this place, we look on the countenance and we think people's got it all figured out. Hey, we think they got it all together. And on the inside, that old heart, you know what it's doing? It's eating them alive tonight. Hey, they ain't got nothing together. If you ain't got God, you ain't got nothing together. You ain't doing nothing of falling apart, falling to pieces if you ain't got God in that heart. He says tonight, when he went looking for King David, he told him, he said, don't you look on the countenance, because God looks on the heart of man. Hey friends, I want you to know tonight, he don't save the pretty one, he saves the one that's destined to hell. He saves the one that wants to be born again, that needs to be born again, and he saves that individual, and he saves the heart of the individual. Look at this tonight. I want you to get this. Hey, David, he done got there. Look what he says here in 1 Samuel 16 and verse number 7. If you'll look with me in the text tonight, we're talking about the heart of man. God knows that tonight. He don't look on the countenance, but he looks on the heart. He looks on the heart. Have you ever looked at somebody and you looked at them, you're like, there's no way they're a Christian? Have you ever looked at somebody and said, man, ain't no way they're a Christian? We walk up to them, they open their mouth, they're like, my goodness, they've been with God. But have you ever seen somebody and say, I guarantee they're a Christian. I guarantee. I bet you that. I tell Brandy sometimes, I guarantee they are. Boy, they got it together. They look at it and they walk up, man. They got the biggest potty mouth God ever put breath in. You don't judge a book on the countenance. You don't judge a book on the countenance. You judge a book on what comes out. You judge a book on what comes out. You don't believe me tonight, you can look at this book and there ain't nothing special to that cover. It's just a regular old black cover. Don't judge that book by its cover. You judge this book by what comes out of it tonight. There's no error comes out of this book. It's true tonight. And he says tonight, if you'll look with me in 1 Samuel 16 in verse number 7, but the Lord said, I thank God tonight when he goes looking for a man, he don't send nobody else to go get him. Can I get an amen? Hey, when he come looking for me that night, Brother Cagle, and I was lost going to hell, he didn't send an angel to come and convict me. He sent himself, the Holy Ghost, down to convict my heart, and Jesus Christ met me there. He saved my soul that night. I want you to know, if you looked at me, he may not have gave much, but he gave his son for me tonight. He says tonight in 1 Samuel 16 in verse number 7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. He don't see it the way we see it, guys. Ladies, we don't see it that way. He sees it a different way. He sees it through grace, mercy, love. Look what he says tonight. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance. I told you God knows the heart of man. Look what he says here. But the Lord looketh on the heart. The Lord looks on the heart. Amen. When a man gets saved, there's not much on his outside changes. Yeah, he may dress up a little bit and he may do a lot of things. But when he gets saved, salvation won't do a whole lot to your outer appearance. If you was ugly when you got saved, you're still going to be ugly. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I'm in that category. I'm in the ugly category. If you was beautiful when you got saved, you're still going to be beautiful when you get saved. But I do know this, if you had an awful, rotten attitude before you got saved, come on, now you're going to have a good attitude. Now you're going to see things in a different light, because God knows the heart of man, and what he does, the number one thing he does, he's the greatest heart surgeon that's ever been. He's the greatest heart surgeon ever been. He goes in, he changes that heart. He puts a new heart in, he fixes that heart, takes the stony heart out, and puts in a heart after God. So he says tonight that the heart of man is the Lord knows all things. Number one, he knows the heart of man. He seeks that heart. He searches that heart. He looks on that heart, and the Lord knows that heart. In Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 24, when they was trying to replace, if you remember this in Acts 1:24, when they was going to replace what Judas Iscariot had done, and they was looking for another disciple to come in. He said when they cast them lots on Justice and Matthias there, he said the Lord knows the heart of these men. You see, when they was looking for, a deacon or an apostle or one of these to go in, he said, Lord, you know the heart of that man. You know if he's true and you know if he's right. Look what he says there. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, look in Acts 1:24. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men. What if we did that here at this church? Lord God, you know everybody's heart in this place. Lord, we pray that you show us who to put in the right position at the right time and at the right place. What if we did that? Lord God, whoever needs to be at this place right now, you show us because you know the heart. All we see is the countenance. They look like they're doing good, but on the inside it could be turmoil. Acts 1:24, he said, Lord, you show us. Look here in Acts 1:24, look what he says there. He says this, and they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen. So tonight we know that we get to this place and the heart is wicked and he searches the heart, he looks on the heart, and he knows the heart. But I want to show you this tonight, and we're going to leave the heart of man right here and we're going to get to another point. But the heart will condemn you quicker than anything. Your heart will bring condemnation on you quicker than anything. Your neighbor won't condemn you as quick as your heart will condemn you. Your heart will condemn you quicker than anything you got in your mind won't condemn you as quick as your heart will. Your heart will condemn you. I'm not worthy to be in that position. I'm not worthy to do that. I'm not worthy to sit in a church house. If I walk in, the roof's going to fall in. Friends, tonight, you know what condemns a man? It's his heart tonight. It's his heart. You know why? Because from a kid up, you've been taught to trust your heart. Don't you go against your heart. You've been taught that your whole life. You go with your heart. If it feels like it, you need to do it. My mom would tell me when I was a little boy, I was about 18 years old, and I'd say, Mom, I want to buy a truck. What do you think? She said, sleep on it, and if you get up and your heart's good with it, buy it. I got in debt so much doing that, it ain't even funny. My heart never told me not to buy it. You said, Preacher, can you show me in the Word where my heart condemns me? I'll never preach nothing to you that ain't out of this book. You listen to me tonight. That book won't lie. If I open that book to you, it'll change your life. If I change your life, the next preacher stands here is going to change your life. But if the Word of God changes your life will be changed forever. Friends, I want you to know tonight who the Son sets free is free indeed tonight. People classify you. People put labels on you. People do things to you. But the God says tonight in the Word of God, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You don't have to walk under that same condemnation. And you know what will condemn you? Your heart will condemn you. Look with me tonight in the book of 1 John tonight, if you will. I believe it's chapter number 3 and verse number 20 tonight. That the heart will condemn you quicker than anything tonight. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 20. I want you to get this tonight. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 20. We're talking about that God knows the heart of man. And he know tonight that your heart would condemn you and it would condemn me tonight. There's no way I could have done that if I was saved. Oh, gosh. Have you ever been there? There's no way I'd have said that if I was saved. There's no way I'd have thought that about Brother Hagin if I was saved. There's no way Brother Hagin would have thought that about me if he was saved. And all of a sudden, I'm already in the condemnation mode. Because see, we're trying to build ourselves up to something that we're not. 1 John 3:20, the Bible says, for if our heart condemn us, Brother BJ's greater. You're greater. For 1 John 3:20, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart. And he knows all things. When your heart tries to condemn you, and it tries to put condemnation on you that you feel like you're unworthy, you don't meet up to the qualification, you ain't up to the standard, you ain't where you need to be. You remember tonight, you tell old Satan to get behind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Friends, tonight, who the Son sets free is free indeed tonight. Let me give you this. God knows the heart of man. And I wrote this down and I put all kinds of lines on it. Don't go with your heart. Go with God, because he knows all things. Don't go with your heart. Your heart will condemn you, but God won't. There is therefore now, Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There is none. There is none. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm going to show you the second thing, and I'm done out of time. I sure am. I knew I would be. The heart of man. God knows all things. He knows the heart of man. but he knows what's hid in man. If he knows my heart, he knows what I've got hid. And every man and woman in this room has got something hidden in that heart. You got something hid. You've had something hid. You're thinking about hiding something. Say, preacher, what I do? Don't follow your heart. You follow God. I just feel like God's put this on me tonight to tell you. I could have skipped over this, but he said he knows your heart and he knows what's hid inside of it. Look with me tonight. We can run, but we can't hide. I'm going to be quick. Hebrews 4:13, he knows what's hid in man. Turn with me to Hebrews 4:13. I want to read this to you. He knows what is hid in man. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 13, he knows what's hid inside of you. Tonight, if I can say anything, everything is naked and open before him. There is no closet. There is no place you can get. You can't go home and hide from God. You can't go to the altar and hide from God. You can't go to another state and hide from God. The psalmist said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. God's everywhere. Hebrews 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight. You and I are creatures tonight. Everybody in this room, he knows everything in your heart. He knows everything in my heart. Nothing's hid. It's all open to him. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He said, there's not nothing you and I can hide tonight from God. It's open. Not nothing. You listen to me now. Not nothing. Not nothing. You can hide it from your spouse. You can hide it from your family. You can hide it from anybody you want to, but God knows. And at the end of the day, it don't matter who I fool. If I try to fool everybody, it'll do no good because he knows. So preacher, you act like you're mad. Oh, I ain't mad. I'm just glad he knows me. I'm glad he knows me and I can't hide from him. He said, you're naked. Naked you came in, naked you're going to go out. You didn't bring nothing in this life and you ain't going to take nothing out. He said, I know you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And he said tonight, I know you, and I know what's going on in your life. And you know what? Nobody likes to know it all, do they? But that's who we serve. He's a know-it-all. And you know why the Holy Spirit wears a Christian out and you can't live like a lost man? Because that know-it-all, he won't get out of your business. He won't get out of my business. He won't get out of your business. When you got saved, you said, get it all up in my business. There's there now no condemnation of those that are in. He's in. I don't understand it all. But when I got saved, I swallowed him. I know that's not a good, but that's how it is. I swallowed him, and I can't spit him out. And all he does is stay in my business. And he says, I know your heart, and I know what's hid inside of you. Let me show you this tonight. He said, I know your heart, and I know what's hid inside, Brother BJ. Look here tonight. He says, not only Hebrews 4:13, look with me in Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 22. He says tonight, Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 22. And this scares somebody here tonight completely to death. Somebody's probably terrified tonight because you got it hid and it's going to come out. He said, I'm going to hide it for 30 years. You can get it for 30, but you might not get 31. It's going to come. It's going to come. I don't care what you do, it will come out because the book says it will. Man, I tried to hide stuff. And I just tell Kaylee, I said, Mama's birthday's 2 months away. Let's go ahead and give it to her. She's going to know it anyway. The credit card's going to get us. The debit card's going to get us. Just go ahead and give it to her. She's going to find it anyway. Hide it on the bed, Daddy. She'll never clean on there. Next morning, she's digging on the bed cleaning. Daddy, put it in my closet. She never cleans my closet. Next week, she's in her closet. Whatever you do cannot stay hid. It won't stay hid. Because the Bible says it won't. Look with me to Mark chapter number 4, verse number 22. For there is nothing, that's zero. There is nothing hid which shall not be manifest or made known. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Goodness don't get talked about much. It won't. But you let something get on an old church member, something stinky business, it'll be all over Facebook, son. He'll put it on every Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, tweets, whatever you want to do it, it'll be everywhere. You let one of y'all get put in jail, you'll be all over the front news. You let somebody get saved in here and it won't even make Facebook. Folks, you listen to me tonight, your sin will find you out. Number one, tonight, he knows the heart of man. Number two, he knows what's hidden, man. 2 Timothy 2:19. We're going to hurry, but I got to get the 2 Timothy 2:19. Turn with me there, if you would. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 19, the Bible says. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 19, the Bible says. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I told you tonight that God knows all things, and I was curious when I read that. I wanted to search the Bible and find out what he knew about me. When he tells me God knows all things, that puts me in there, and I want to know what he knows about me, don't you? I want to know what he knows. Number one, tonight, he knows the heart of man. Number two, he knows what's hidden every man and woman. Every one of us. That text you sent, and then you delete it so your spouse wouldn't see it, he knowed that too. Yeah. That email that you sent, he seen that one too, even though you deleted it, and then you went down there to that trash picture and deleted that too. Are you serious? He knows them all. You can't hide it. He said he knows what's in the heart of man. He knows what's hidden man. And what just blows my mind, he knows how helpless man is. Not only he knows your heart, he knows what's hidden, he knows how helpless you are. He knows how helpless I am tonight. And he knows I need him. And that's why he loves me in spite of who, no matter who I am, he loves me anyway. For God so loved the whole world, the whole wide world, not one person he did not love, that he gave his only begotten son. Folks, tonight, that's the love that we have tonight. Even though he knows our heart and how wicked we are, he knows that we hide stuff, and then we have to get so deep in it, we have to come to the altar and rededicate. First, we have to fall out of church and get so deep in it, it just stinks. And we get our name just drugged through the mud. We go through all of that because we hid something in our heart. And all the time, he said, you was helpless anyway. Why did you do all this? Why didn't you just come to me and I'd have helped you? I know all things anyway. Lord, I can do it on my own this time. Well, you can't. If you could, you could have done it last time. I got control of it this time. I put a filter on my phone. I put an app on my phone where I won't get them kind of messages. I don't go. I don't do them things no more. I don't go down that road. I don't do. Yes, it'll be a different trick somewhere else. Until you get your heart right with God, get that stuff cleaned out, you're going to keep slipping into the places you don't need to slip into. And he says tonight, the heart of man, what's hidden man, but the helplessness of man. Get this. When he asked Peter, who do you love me? He asked the one that denied him, do you love me? Could have asked any one of the other disciples. But you know why he asked Peter? I think he wanted to prove us a point. I don't care if you're born again tonight. I don't care how many times you fail him. Failure isn't final with the Father. You may slip, you may fall, you may do all kinds of things, but failure isn't final with the Father. He says tonight, in 1 Kings chapter number 19, verse number 7. Brother Brian, can you put that up for me tonight? I don't want nobody turning there. I want you to get this tonight. 1 Kings 19, verse number 7. We're talking about Elijah. He just come off Mount Carmel. Elijah, if you ask me, out of the Bible characters, he's one of the most stoutest, one of the most rawest, one of the most God-fearingest men I've ever read about in the Bible. Besides Jesus Christ, I take Elijah over any man in the Bible. Just me, that's my personal, because he could have called anything, but he called fire. He could have done anything, but he called on God. And he's seen God's presence rain down in his life in a mighty way. But in 1 Kings 18, he defeated the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. But in 1 Kings, here, verse 19, verse number 7, we find him pouting when he should have been shouting. One old woman named Jezebel done run him under their tree, and he done got under there and got hit out. He was scared to death. And he got to this place, and you say, preacher, what's that got to do with being helpless? One of the mightiest men in the Bible had found himself in a low place. Tonight, God may have, you may have felt God's touch before in your life, and you say, right now, I don't feel it. You know why you don't feel it? It's because there's times in your life and my life we get helpless. And we turn to everybody we know, and we turn to every place we know. And the only place we need to turn is to the all-knowing God. He says in verse number 7, "And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him, being Elijah, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." As great as Elijah was, he couldn't handle the journey without God feeding him and without God touching him. Tonight, as your pastor, if I can give you anything, I look around here and I see some mighty men and women of God. I'm talking about some people who can pray heaven down. But don't you ever get to a place in your life that you think that you can handle it without God. He knows your heart. He knows what's hid. And He knows how helpless we are. And He says tonight in John chapter number 15 and verse number 5, "Without me ye can do nothing." Folks, tonight as a church, we've got a beautiful building. We've got a beautiful place out here. But there's one thing we don't never want to lose, and that's the touch of God on this place. You say, "Preacher, how do we get to the place where we don't lose the touch of God?" We allow God to search our heart. We allow Him to search what's hid. And when we get to helpless as we can be, we say, "Lord God, the journey's too great. You're going to have to help me." Tonight, as your pastor, I want you to know when you get to that place, you'll be able to say, "God knows all things." He knows all things tonight. And I don't know about you, but that does me good. Even though He knows everything about me, He still loves me. I don't know about you tonight, but that's the greatest love I've ever experienced. You may love me right now, but let me do something you don't like, and you may not love me tomorrow. Being a pastor and being church members and being affiliated with a flock, you know what I'm talking about. You one sermon away from somebody getting up and walking out the back door because they didn't like it preached that way. Come on, talk to me. But listen here tonight. There's one person, and that's God and God alone. He loves you just the way you are. Tonight, all He wants you to do is get in love with Him. And He says tonight that He knows all things. So tonight, I don't know about you, but I love being at the feet of the one that knows it all. Tonight, if you're at a place in your life, you say, "Preacher, I'm helpless. I can't do nothing else." Why not get to the one that knows all things? Let Him fix everything about you tonight. We're not going to have no song of invitation tonight. We're going to dismiss. But tonight, if you're at a place, you say, "Preacher, I tell you what, man, I don't know. I just don't know." God's right where He needs to be in your life. Because when you get to where you don't know, that's when He shows up and shows you what He does know. When I have it all figured out, I don't need Him as much. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. But when I can't figure nothing out and nothing goes my way and I can't get nothing to turn, usually then I get on my face before Almighty God. And I say, "Lord God, You know what's hid. And You know how helpless I am. Help me if You will." Let us pray. Father, I love You, and Father, I thank You tonight. Lord, I praise Your holy name tonight, Father. No matter what goes on in this place or in my life or in anybody sitting in this room's life tonight, Lord God, Your love for us never will change. Lord, there'll never be a man in a devil's hell that You didn't love all the way there. Father, when You pinned down John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that never has changed and never will. Lord God, it never has and it never will. You've loved the world. Lord, You love us so much You won't let us stay the way You found us. But You call men, women, boys, and girls all over to repent and come to You and be saved. Lord, I thank You tonight that You know all things. So I ask You tonight to search the hearts of these people. Search my heart tonight as well. Lord God, if they be anything hid tonight, Lord, I'd pray You'd take that out. I pray tonight as a church when we get to the place we're so helpless we don't know what to do. I pray the community will find this church on their face before an almighty God, asking You to search all things. Father, I love You and I thank You. Bless this congregation tonight. In Jesus' holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it.